8 eminent health specialists have been designated to spearhead Te Whatu Ora and Taka Whai Ora's inaugural National Clinical Networks. James Moore is with us, a National Clinical Network co-lead. He's from Rangitane, Kahungunu and Te Whanau Apanui. He's a consultant, anaesthetist and intensive care physician based in Wellington with subspecialty interests in trauma, cardiothoracic, anaesthesia, intensive care and pre-hospital medicine. Thanks for joining us on the show today, James, and for being patient while I rolled through what I thought was short, but it was actually quite a long introduction to the program. Hey, mate, tēnā koe.
Oh, tēnā koe, Dale.
Thanks for joining
us. Nice to be on.
Thank you. Tell us about the National Clinical Networks. They are a relatively new concept. What are they designed to achieve, James?
Well, my co-lead, Max, had a recorded all about it yesterday, but clinical networks are all about bringing together clinicians, patients, whānau, and members of the community in terms of setting up pathways and packages of care for looking after injured patients and their whānau, particularly in our space around major injury, which is typically occurs after transport crashes, so car crashes, motorcycle crashes, pedestrian incidents, people falling off things, and the like.
So that's when we're referring to trauma, not PST or post-stress disorder or trauma from yesteryear. It's actually when they arrive in the hospital and they need immediate attention. The Māori also tend to value personal kānohi relationships, particularly for kaupapa relating to their personal space. How's the network going to provide that kind of a relationship, James?
Yeah, I think that's essentially important. There's been some work already go on in that space, we, in conjunction with the Health Quality and Safety Commission, did some work there, particularly around educating our kaumahi about how to engage with whānau Māori and understanding how best to develop connections and relationships, which are, essentially important. And, we all know this as clinicians when we're dealing with Māori patients, that that establishing those connections up front and communicating clearly and about what's happening and what the next steps are and what might happen is all, a core part of our day-to-day job.
Keeping people in the loop just seems a necessity, but also a courtesy in some ways. Is there any example you could share about how dealing with whānau Māori might differ from other ethnicities? What might be some of the approaches you're encouraging in this space, James?
Yes and no. I think, what we, when we're educating our young doctors and nurses, we would commonly, my approach would be to say that, these sort of things seem like they're special for whānau Māori, but they're not. They're actually how you should engage with every patient and every family, building connections and communicating clearly and involving them in decisions is actually something we should always be doing. It's especially important to Māori, but I don't think it's particularly different to any other ethnicity that we deal with, to be honest.
Give us an example of using this space well. Obviously, by virtue of the fact that we are Māori, we have a particular way of communicating with each other. But have you seen it work well?
I mean, I work in the intensive care unit, and, I think one of the things that we certainly do, outside of the trauma space, but in our general practice, has been simple things like, offering karakia at the beginning of whānau hui. We quite commonly will have meetings with whānau to update them on progress of their loved one in the intensive care unit, and starting and beginning those hui with karakia is something that's very natural and to us as Māori, but was something that was probably not really common for most health professionals in the way that they conduct meetings. I think we've done some great work in that space in our intensive care, and certainly that seems to be more common around the health sector now. which is great to see. And, you know, the other thing is building connections and understanding that everybody in the room has a space and has a voice, and getting to know people. I think that, you know, when I reflect back on my time practicing, I've seen massive strides forward in the way that we interact with whānau.
Tēnā koe. Well, I'm pleased that this Māori dimension has been factored into creating a framework so that our people are treated as best they can during what obviously are very trying circumstances when they hit hospitals and in need of trauma care. But in saying that also, James, I'm going to take my hat off to you and others. It's not the sort of place everyone wants to work in. You're right at the front line and are sadly exposed to some of the grim realities of life. What is it about the mahi that keeps you busy and enjoying it in the ED department, te wā?
Well, you know, it's hard mahi, but I think the other thing is that it's incredibly rewarding. You're able to, you know, oftentimes people that are coming into the health service are in difficult spaces for a number of reasons, and they might not have had good experiences of the health system in the past. And I think, you know, we need more Māori health workers to get in there and be part of this work. And I mean, what drives me in particular is providing really good care to my patients and to the whānau that come with them, and trying to get the best outcomes. You know, we can't change what's brought them in necessarily, but what we can do is to try and provide the best care that we can throughout their hospital stay and into their rehab and going back to their homes. And and that's what we aim to do, to try and minimise the impact of these sort of incidents.
Tēnā koe, James. You mentioned about the need for more Māori in the sector. That applies right across the health workforce. How did you end up? What was it about this that attracted you in the first place, James?
I guess I had a connection. My grandmother was a doctor. She was the first Wahine Māori doctor. So we had a long kind of history going back in terms of healthcare, and her mother was a nurse, and so it kind of felt quite natural for me. But I think for people who don't have those sort of connections, it can seem like going into the health spaces is challenging. And but I would say it's an incredibly rewarding career, and you know, you get to go to work and make people's lives better, and there aren't that many jobs that allow you to do that.